point in a lot of places where they had to narrow up and get into a line to access the water or whatever they were going for. Right?
Yes.
You know, even moving between mounds and that, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us and sharing some of the history and some of your knowledge. It's always appreciated, and it's been a long time, and we'd love to get you in again sometime and hear more from you.
You do that, Chief. I got lots of stories. I can talk for quite a while.
That's great.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me talk about it and that.
Yes.
I hope that we, by things like this, we learn to understand more of what our ancestors did in that. And, you know, especially your ancestors who were here for a long time. Mm. So,
yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
To help.
Yeah, well, you have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Okay, you got it, Chief.
All right. Bye for now.
Yeah. Yep, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Donald Benedict, and he's a longtime member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And it was pretty awesome to hear from him after so long. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And so coming up next, we're going to be on the line with Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And first, we're going to play him his song of the week, which is from DJ Mo, and it's called Everybody Knows. So it's a pretty upbeat song. So listen and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their parking. Everybody wants a box of chocolate in a long stem rose. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. All right. right, we're back. That was DJ Mo and the song Everybody Knows. And that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of 4 years ago and the big flood of 4 years ago. So an extreme survivalist. He's able to come through all that tragedy and turmoil, and he's still with us fighting away. A big inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story. So always a privilege and honor to have him come on our program. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as I can. Well as the creator lets me.
Yes.
Still breathing, kicking.
Yeah.
Scream if I have to.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. You're a big inspiration. And today we have a subject, and it's on harmony. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Harmony. You know, I don't really think of it much, but, you know, we do need harmony in our lives. You know, they say harmony and balance are two different things, but I kind of think they're, you know, synonymous. They're both pretty much the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and harmony, you know, is a balance.
Mm.
A balance of, you know, all things right and chaos. Because, you know, our lives can turn chaotic in, you know,
a few seconds.
A split second.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so, and we have to, you know, we can go around being a chaotic mess, unbalancing everybody else around us. You know, that's not right.
Mm.
It's all positivity, and, you know, we can build a work towards being more harmonious in ourselves by developing awareness, you know, for the plight and success of those around us.
Mm.
You know, give them recognition, you know, whether, you know, they need empathy or sympathy or praise and whatnot.
Mm. Encouragement.
Developing harmony, you know, we need to identify our values, you know, and our priorities in life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think of when I think about harmony is. We need to, you know, kind of unplug, you know, especially nowadays. You know, back then it would have been unplugged from work and all that, but now, you know, we really do need to unplug from our laptops, our cell phones, anything electronic, tablets, all these new smart watches and all that, you know, they're kind of chaotic, because, you know, back then we worked 9 to 5, and some of us didn't even have landlines. So, you know, once we got home, tough beans if the boss wanted some overtime done, unless he's going to drive out to your place and pick you up.
Mm.
You know, nowadays they can call you anywhere in the world.
Mm.
And you can do your work from anywhere in the world. You know, not disrupt.
Mm.
That throws you into unbalance,
mm-hmm.
takes the harmony out.
Mm.
So it's good to unplug. You know? You don't have to do it every day, but, you know, weekends, you know, you can do that, you know, and harmony comes, you know, from exercising,
mm.
going out and having a good meal, because I've heard it said that good food makes for good moods,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's part of harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very beautiful, very wonderful.
That's my take on harmony.
That's very awesome, wise. That's why I always like getting insights from you on what makes you tick and what helped you through all those traumas and tribulations. And it's just a very recharging time for myself and probably many other people out there listening in and getting some of those intakes of what you survived and managed to come through. So it's always a blessing and honor to get you on and listen.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are kind of chopping in and out.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go for now, and we're certainly happy and pleased that you're able to join us and bring us some of your upbeat music and some of your wise words.
Yeah, okay. I thank you guys there at the station, you guys on the mic, and the guys making the mics work. And to the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful and wonderful. Okay, well, we wish you a great week and weekend, and looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay.
So
bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and just always an honor to get him come on here and share some of his wisdom and what made him tick and survive all the traumas that he went through. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with our public relations officer, Mary. But we got a song for her, and this is from Hippie Death Cult, and it's called Shadows. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Wonderful.
That was awesome. That was Hippie Death Cult.
And that was great.
Yeah, I know. That was their song called Ma
was
Shadows.
Dancing here.
I yes. know. That was awesome. Yeah, beautiful song. And so we have with us our public relations of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Mary. And Lady Fahima, you were talking about like her education, right?
Yes, because she has huge education way back then, you know, some in the studies in back home of the law. And here in Canada, she has achieved, you know, the license of the piloting. You know, I thought, you know, is so unique as a female, as a wife, as a mother of a child. No matter what, she has done outstanding, you know, studies, regardless of all her responsibilities, her work, her society, her volunteer is just so amazing.
Okay.
Even when I think about it, I don't know how to gather in my mind or how to deliver it yeah. to the respected listeners
Let's
across
hear.
The country and outside of the country. And it's such a privilege that she accepted, you know, today to come to the studio physically and sharing her education
my
with
pleasure
us.
to be
Beautiful.
With you here today.
Let's hear her.
It goes again with the topic harmony. I grew up harmony to me is balance. Thank you. It's a state of balance and peace, and that's how I grew up in artistic with a very artistic mother and a mechanically inclined mm-hmm. father.
Yeah.
So ever since I was a kid, I didn't grow up like I don't want to say norm in society,
yeah.
giving dolls to girls and cars to boys. We did not grow up like that.
Yes.
I remember I was three, my mother gave me a pair of small screwdrivers. I still have them. I brought them with me from
wow.
back home.
Beautiful.
They're very valuable. My mother gave me those and mm-hmm. said, and gave me a bunch of broken toasters, broken kettle, anything electric broken, just mm-hmm. give it to me. Go work on those. And she was watching me while she was attending to my little brother or my sister with three of us. She was watching me, how I progress. And she would come and say, hey, good job. You do this, you do that. So that's how I grew up. And that was norm in our family. None of us grew up with dolls and cars.
Mm-hmm.
But they also made paper airplanes. My mother was fascinated with
wow.
jets and airplanes. So after school, or even before I was in school, like 3-4 year old, we would make jets and see who flies the jet faster. Who makes the most beautiful jets that flies fast and is
yeah.
gorgeous. And we would paint it too. So that's how I grew up. And when I was 15, in Iran, in Shah's time, it was something like a cadet.
Mm-hmm.
When you were 15, you could get into the army, and right. I always wanted to be in the Air Force.
Right.
I wanted to be a jet pilot.
Yes.
Pilot.
What?
Ever since I was a kid, and it goes back to that
mm-hmm.
balance that my mother made, that mm-hmm. harmony that my mother made for us. But unfortunately, it came the coup d'etat, I would say, the British-driven regime of Iran took over, and there goes all my thoughts and mm-hmm. goals and agenda I had.
Yes.
When I moved to Canada, it was still in my mind. I wanted to be a jet pilot, nothing else, jet pilot. But however, in Iran, when I couldn't get into Air Force, I got my degree in education
mm-hmm.
With minor in psychology. But that wasn't me. I wanted to be a jet pilot.
Right.
So when I came here, first thing I did, I went to this building in Sinclair Center on Hastings, where they were signing up for Army and
pilot?
Air Force. And I was under 25. I could fit in. And they gave me an application. They took me for an interview. They were so excited. A woman is entering this. They didn't have any.
Yes.
They made it so hard for women. Not that women don't want to go. They make it hard for women to get in.
Yes.
And I was pushing. And I was saying, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, you have to do this. Yeah, I'll do that. And it came to the point that I asked a question. If I'm flying my jet, they said, if they tell you to bomb someplace, you have to bomb that place. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll be court-martialed.
Mm-hmm.
And that really set me off, because if they said, go on a sky and over Iran or Iraq or any country,
because that,
and drop a bomb.
Yes, because that bomb was military, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly. So I said, okay, no, this is not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I thought, I can become a commercial pilot, a private pilot.
Yes.
So I went first. What I did, I went to BCIT and I took a helicopter maintenance course.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing good with time?
Yes.
Because I can talk about a day and a half nonstop.
Yes, that's marvelous. Yes, please.
So I went to BCIT, got my maintenance, helicopter maintenance, and then I did aircraft structure engineering. I finished that. And then I got in between helicopter and Cessnas. I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter stopped me from going to helicopter, because as soon as I wanted to sign up for a helicopter course, there was this helicopter dropped on the ground, I think just a few days before I signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot and the passenger were dead because of the material that it's in a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
It just burned so easy on those days. Now they're doing better.
Yes.
So I went into small aircraft and I got my license for a small Cessnas. So that was my journey that didn't happen in back home. I couldn't become a fighter jet pilot, but I got my
small plane license.
Yes. I'm happy with that.
Well, that's quite amazing.
That was my harmony.
That was great, great history. I really enjoy it. That's like so empowering.
Yes.
It's good for the listeners out there. You know, you can accomplish anything, whether you're male or female.
Absolutely, no matter age, what age you are. You want it, you go get it.
Yeah, you just jump.
Harmony can be anywhere.
Follow the footsteps of Mary and our public relations officer.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. And
my pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. So we're going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. We'll be right back.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be wrapping things up here. I just want to thank our special guests for joining us. Thank you, Lady Fima. Thank you, Mary,
for having me.
Yeah, it was
pleasure to be here.
It was beautiful, wonderful, and we're gonna have to tell everybody we're gonna be back again next Thursday, 3:00 to 4:00. Come and join us on Free Voices. And coming up next, we have one of our next live shows, which will be Jacob and the Art Show.
Wonderful.
And we'd like to give a big shout out to Magnus Conovar.
Yes. Yes.
Jesse,
yes.
Daniel, and our newest newest one, which is Nicole. And,
wow.
So big shout out to all of them. They're the ones that keep this station running and going, and so much appreciation. So we're going to say bye for now, and we're going to leave you with some Brandon Acker, and this is a real 300-year-old masterpiece.
and it's a song called The Mad Lover. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll see you again next Thursday.
I'm flying.
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.